New Millennium Audio presents
The Cry of the Halidon by Robert Ludlum. Port Antonio, Jamaica. The white sheet of ocean spray burst up from the coral rock and appeared suspended, the pitch blue waters of the Caribbean serving as a backdrop. Timothy Durrell walked out on the far edge of the huge free-form pool deck imposed over the surrounding coral and watched the increasing combat between water and rock. This isolated section of the Jamaican north coast was a compromise between man and natural phenomenon. Durrell was the young English manager of Trident Villas, a graduate of London's College of Hotel Management. Durrell was good. He knew it. The Trident's owners knew it. He never stopped looking for the unexpected. That, along with routine smoothness, was the essence of superior management. He had found the unexpected now, and it troubled him. It was a mathematical impossibility, or if not impossible, certainly improbable in the extreme. It simply did not make sense. Mr. Durrell. He turned, his brown Jamaican secretary, her skin and features bespeaking the age-old coalition of Africa and Empire, had walked out on the deck. What bothers you? Durrell turned back to the railing overlooking the fields and cliffs of coral. Little over 12 months ago, the reservations for this particular week began coming in. All the villas were booked. For 11 months, nothing has happened to change anyone.